You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. I'm sure that you're concerned, as I am, about the downward spiral of the dollar and where it is leading. What will be the negative effects of the dollar hitting all-time lows against the euro and lows against many other currencies? Yes, we're also concerned about the huge budget and trade deficit, and we should be concerned about the huge corporate and personal debt as well. Where is it headed? Where are we going with all of this? What's going to happen? When will it stop, and what kind of financial shape will America be in a few years? Now, I want to quote from the U.S. and World Early Warning Report by Richard Mayberry in his January 2005 issue on one of the main reasons that America is being bled so rapidly of its finances. And he goes on here to say, and I quote from his article, one of the main reasons is, says, in this economy, the investment markets, the most important story of the new year, has been completely missed by the mainstream press. It was in Osama bin Laden's speech on October the 30th. Bin Laden said Muslim guerrillas bled Russia for 10 years in Afghanistan until Russia went bankrupt and was forced to withdraw. Now, you and I can remember that long war, can't we? He said, we are continuing this policy in bleeding America to the point of bankruptcy. Bin Laden explained the 9/11 attack cost the guerrillas $500,000, and it has cost America $500 billion. That's a ratio of 1,000,000 to 1. For each dollar the guerrillas spent, Washington has spent $1 million. This ratio, said Bin Laden, is the primary reason the federal deficit has reached astronomical numbers. If Bin Laden said it, it must be a lie, right? In this case, I'm afraid not, continues this man in his article here. I continue to quote from this report. Says, where is the war headed? I can show you in one sentence. Every evening, hundreds of millions of Muslims in 57 Islamic countries, from Morocco to the Philippines, sit down in front of their TVs, turn on the news, and watch America's killing Muslims. Watch Americans killing Muslims. Now, when we think about this last statement, watching their Muslim neighbors being killed, then do we as a nation think we will get out of there anyway soon? And do we, or should we, think it will get cheaper or more economical, feasible, to fight this war on terrorism? I want to continue to quote from this article here. It says, Bin Laden's speech showed that Muslim rebels are well aware of this. That is, well aware of how they're bleeding America and how they bled Russia of their finances. It says, his speech showed that Muslim rebels are well aware of this. That's how they beat the Kremlin in Afghanistan, and I think you and I would be reckless to assume they cannot do it again. That's something to think about, isn't it? Now, we have economists out there warning of the imminent financial collapse of our economy. Now, we have economists right here in our own country warning about the financial collapse of this economy, and they say it's imminent. The U.S. dollar is in deep trouble. In the 3 days after President Bush won the election, that was re-elected, the greenback fell to a six-month low against the yen and Australian dollar, and an eight-year low against the Swiss franc, a 12-year low against the Canadian dollar, and an all-time low against the euro, which I think is destined, it seems to me, to become the world's reserve currency, the euro. That's something that we need to be concerned about as a nation. When we consider the war on terrorism and the natural disasters in many other nations and in our own nation that draining the U.S. economy and running up huge deficits, and when we consider the fact that there's less money going into the United States Treasury and the huge corporate and personal debt that continues to climb, that should give us cause to be concerned about the value of the dollar and what it means for our nation and every individual in it. Then add to this the huge trade deficit. Is this a handwriting on the wall that we should see? Just a few days ago, South Korea Central Bank announced that they would diversify the dollar. The stock market tumbled almost 200 points on that day, and the dollar took a big tumble as well against other currencies. Now, yesterday, South Korea came out and said that was a mistake, that they didn't really mean to say that or that they didn't say that. Well, it put fear in the United States that if South Korea did that, how many other nations will follow suit and do the same? And if they start dumping dollars, my friend, we are in severe trouble. That should cause us to cry out for our God and His help and guidance and begin to rend our hearts to our Creator, confess our sins of ignoring and breaking His laws that Christianity advocates no longer applies. We're nailed to the cross. What a slam to our Creator to teach such things. The breaking of God's spiritual and financial and physical laws are the very reason that this world and the United States are in the shape that we find ourselves. And I can tell you, my friends, things won't get any better till we admit God's laws exist and begin to live by them. Notice the blessings God promised to our forefathers. If we would obey, now these are blessings that God promised to our forefathers back in ancient Israel, just as they went over to possess the land of the promise. And this is a message that was to be carried right on down to this nation today. It's an end time prophecy as well. Notice what it says in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. If you don't have your Bible, get your Bible. This is the blessing and the cursing chapter here, Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26 is always also another one. And you need to read these and you need to understand these chapters and whom it applies to. And as I've said many times on this program, we are the modern descendants of those people that God gave this prophecy to. Notice what it says here in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all His commandments. Now notice this, to observe carefully all His commandments. No, Christ didn't come to do away with those commandments. Christ didn't nail those commandments to the stake. They were the way that would have brought peace and joy and health and happiness and financial stability to this nation and to the world if they had been followed. It said, observe carefully all His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. Now, are we set high above all the nations of the earth now? What's happening? You know, of the 30-some nations that went into Iraq with us, all of them except three has announced that they're pulling out. Does that look good for America? Do we have the clout that we once had? I don't think I have to answer that, do I? I think you know that on your own. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessings shall come upon us and overtake us. Now, my friends, is it blessings that's coming upon this nation and overtaking us now, or is it curses that God continues to say will come upon us if we don't obey? You can read of them in this chapter in Leviticus 26 and many other places in God's Word. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Yes, physical and financial blessings that God promised for obedience. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. In other words, every way that we turn, it would be a blessing to us. We would be blessed in whatever we set our hands to do. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Yes, indeed, my friends, wouldn't that be a blessing? It isn't that way today, is it? What a blessing that would have been, and it could be ours, and it still could be if our nation, or if you as an individual would turn and admit your sins and begin to live by God's laws that has brought all of these curses upon us. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself. Yes, and indeed we would be if we would obey God. We would be a holy people to God. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways, then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. What a blessing that would be. No one would dare to attack America if we were an obedient nation to our God. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, yes, good health, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season. Now, do we have rain in season now, my friends? Think about what's been going on out in California for the last 3-4 months. Is that rain in due season? Do we always see the rain in due season right here where you live? It says the Lord will open to you the good treasure of the heavens to give the rain to your land in its seasons and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. You know, my friends, if nations begin to dump the dollar, if they get scared enough to dump the dollar, and that is going to happen unless we change our policies, unless we get right with our God and change our financial way of doing business, that will happen. It's not a matter of if it will happen. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen, my friends, because the dollar is losing value today. Inflation is going to come. You can bank on that. More printing of money is going to come. The dollar is going to continue to go down unless we change our way. But now, you know, we're the greatest borrow nation, creditor nation on the face of the earth. And it is said that if other nations quit buying our bonds, our treasury notes and so on, that we could not operate. We are in that bad a shape. And you need to think about this. And you need to change your way. You need to turn to your God, because you're going to need God's help and his protection. As you may remember, I gave a couple of broadcasts here not too long ago, America in Trouble. And that unless we do change our way and depend on our God, we aren't going to have any help out there. God says in his words that our lovers will forsake us. And it seems that they are already doing that, in the process of doing that. We don't have the clout that we used to in the world. Not at all. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. That is, if we obeyed God's laws. You shall be above only and not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. Yes, if we would heed the commandments of God and are careful to observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Yes, God is telling us none of his commandments have been done away with. They are in effect. They are the way to get ourselves out of the trouble that we're in. Notice what he says in verse 52, speaking of our enemies. They shall besiege you at all your gates until your high and your fortified walls in which you trust come down throughout all your land. And they shall besiege you at all your gates throughout all your land which the Lord your God has given you. Now what's this speaking about? Shall besiege you in all of your gates until your high and your fortified walls in which you trust come down. What have we trusted in, my friends? What have we trusted in? Think about that. What have we trusted in? Well, it's been the greenback, hadn't it? It has been the dollar, and it has been our military strength. Now, when the dollar falls, my friends, the only way that the military can go is go downward as well. And God says that it's going to happen, and we need to take warning. Indeed, the handwriting is on the wall. Will our nation read it and take warning? We hope so, by turning to and trusting God for help. But according to Bible prophecy, we won't wake up till it's too late to save our nation. We'll wake up, but it may be in captivity before we do. Will you, as an individual, wake up before it's too late and realize things aren't the way it has been, or that the way it ought to be? It's up to you as to where you will end up. If you would like to understand more about where our nation is headed, and what you should do personally, we invite you to call us toll-free and request our free booklets, Nations in Decline and the Two Houses of Israel. Just call us, the Churches of God Outreach Ministries, toll-free at 1-800-611-8080.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.